One step at a time. You know, I'm always happy when my Raiders get a W. It was, I wouldn't necessarily call it an ugly W, but it was a W that we made it hard on ourselves by turning a rock over. I made a trade in fantasy last week. I think I talked about it a little bit. It was a trade, but not a trade. But it was a trade. Anyway, In that trade, I let go of David Montgomery and another player. The other player is irrelevant because the blockbuster trade don't never really just stop at the blockbuster player. You know, sometimes there's other players or there's draft picks involved and stuff like that. Draft picks might be important, but I traded away somebody else. And in return, I got, who did I get in return? God damn, Mike, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Oh my God. I don't know. The older I get, big dog, Mike Evans, man. Mike Evans and Zamir White. So Zamir White plays for the Raiders. My step pops, he's probably the main reason or the sole reason why I'm a Raiders fan. Growing up, you know, he came into my life when I was 2 years old. So there was nothing but Raider games in my house. Now, football in general, that's why I love football all around. That's why I could watch any team, any matchup, because he just didn't stop at the Raiders. It wasn't. And then he told me one important thing, and I didn't really learn this until I was older when I found out that he was into certain things, and he was like, I never bet on the Raiders. And I was like, why? He was like, it's not that I wouldn't bet on them. He said that I don't bet on them like how people think I would bet on them, because I never bet with my heart. Now, that's a gambling type of thing. You know, people should never bet on their heart, you know, but people have their reasons for betting. And that's what I learned. And so this wasn't a bet on my heart type of thing when I involved Zamir White. I just feel like he is a good running back. He's no Josh Jacobs, but Josh Jacobs is already proven, and he could just be a better back. But I thought he was a good enough running back to replace a Josh Jacobs. And I'm not here to say that he still can't be that back. The problem is, we haven't had a great running game. I mean, well, we've had a decent running game through other running backs. Madison, shout out to him. But we haven't had a consistent running game from him. And it's like, and he's a downhill running back. He's not a shifty guy, you know? Anyhow, I picked him up. He didn't give me too much again this week. But we won the game. You know, we won the game. I'm still not sold on Gardner being Minshew being the quarterback. He's shown me enough. And it's not his talent. It's more so of, it's I would have to say at least 80% of it is upstairs. He actually tries to get out of the pocket. It's just that he doesn't get out of the pocket as fast. You know, or he's waiting too long. And I heard one of the announcers say that is one of the game plans, is to make sure he holds on the ball long enough. With some quarterbacks, you want them to hurry up and get the ball out because they're not as accurate, or they don't make the right decisions thinking on the fly, thinking that fast, right? Even though that's a quarterback's job. In this situation, they want him to hold on to the ball, because the longer he holds on to the ball, they know a mistake is going to happen. And it has shown, it has been proven this season alone. He has thrown interceptions, or he has coughed the rock up, whether it was a sack fumble, you know what I'm saying? Or he just being sacked. And O'Connell he's nowhere near as athletic as Gardner is. And Gardner is not as athletic as, you know, the next man is. But it feels like, Gardner just can't figure that shit out, man. He's just not comfortable. He's comfortable in certain situations, certain drives, but it's not consistent enough. You can't operate with a quarterback who is not fully confident at what he does the whole entire game. Sure, Everybody's human. You're going to have moments where you're nervous, or the moment might be too big or whatever, and you might prevail and overachieve, or you might fall to it. But the point is, if you can't be confident for at least majority of the game, then you shouldn't be at that position. I'm just going to be flat out about it, because and you're in a bad situation. You know what I mean? But I don't want to get into that. We had a great game. We had a great game against Cleveland. Cleveland could have won the game, but, and it showed up because we didn't have our number one receiver. We didn't have our number two, our number one pass rusher. So we didn't have our top two players on the team, and Davante Adams and Mad Max. So we was missing the best player on offense and missing the best player on defense, and just last week it was announced that our other pass rusher is out for the year. So Diablo, our linebacker, number 5, he didn't play as well. So we're down 3 pivotal players, 4 technically. You know, 3 on the defensive, 3 on the defensive side, 1 on the offensive side. But it still panned out. So I'm happy about that. Other games I caught, I missed out, man. I know King Germ and I know 12 Cal probably talk about this. But one of the biggest football games was the Georgia versus Bama, and I missed it. I missed most of it. I watched it in spurts and shit like that. I caught a couple of highlights. Well, I caught all the highlights. Man, let me tell you, that was a game that you wasn't supposed to miss. Even though they held down Saturday, a lot of people wasn't really talking about it as much. I'm gonna see if people talk about it this week. But that was a hell of a college football game right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I tuned in when I could, because me and the family went, you know, me and a wife and a couple other people went to Universal Hollywood Horror Nights. So that was about 5 o'clock. You know what I mean? Then I had to get a couple of rec games in the morning. I didn't even get to watch any of the UCLA game, and we lost to Oregon because we had the late game. We had the 7 o'clock game, and I was already at Hollywood Horror Nights. I was getting updates though. Yeah, that was a hell of a game right there. Hell of a game right there. I must say myself, Bama's gonna sneak their ass up in there. Bama is always Bama, man. I could watch them lose anytime and every time. It's looking like I'm going to come to my first losses in both my fantasy leagues. I mean, I still have about 3 players left, but I'm down by a lot in both leagues. And it seems like I might be coming across my first L in both leagues after going 3-0 in both. So, I mean, it happens, you know. It's very rare that you catch somebody going undefeated in the league. And that's all on me. I mean, not knowing, because all this shit is just the way of luck. You know what I'm saying? To tell you the truth, because who knew Baker Mayfield was going to come out? This nigga Baker Mayfield, I'm not talking about the points he put up in fantasy, because he gave me 63 points in fantasy, but he was on the bench. I started Kyler Murray over him, and they ended up losing to Washington, by the way. He had a tough game. Or a much rougher game than Baker, because Baker didn't have a rough game at all. But I will say to that, who knew fucking Buccaneers was going to put up 24 points in the first half? Was it 24 or 34? Like, them motherfuckers was scoring like a motherfucker, boy. God damn. And like I said, fantasy tells all. You don't have to be a former football player or a former athlete or just know the game of football to know that Baker Mayfield went off. Could you just look at how many points he put up? He probably put up the most points as a quarterback and as a player in general today against Philly. You know what I mean? Oh, shout out to, hey, man, I got to get King Germ on a sports podcast. Forget BTG for president. We got to get you an Oprah run because I'm not going to bring up your Florida boys. How dare I bring up Florida when UCLA is over there stinking it up as well? But we need to talk about those Philadelphia Eagles. That window is closing. They starting to look a little bit more mediocre. The players that they lost, you starting to see it now. You starting to see it. But shout out, man, shout out to Philly, man. I ain't got no beef with y'all. Man, we got basketball news before we get up. I mean, why open up the gym? We ain't gonna talk about a little bit of basketball. We had a trade that happened and we had a possible retirement. Shout out to Derrick Rose. One of the most explosive guards we've ever seen in our lives. I think, to me, when it comes to explosive guards, there's only two guards that I can really think of that held it down at a certain level, won an MVP, you know, breaking records, took just taking it by storm. And that's Westbrook and Derrick Rose. And they have played against each other since college. You know what I mean? But Derrick Rose had a commercial recently. A lot of people were speculating that this is retirement commercial, and I believe so, but we could all be wrong as well, right? Yeah, I mean, what can I say? We talking about a guy that has, you know, pretty much redefined the point guard role, you know what I'm saying? Shit, at one point, the Chicago Bulls savior, you know, and he just ended up playing too long in a particular game where he didn't need to play, and he hurt himself. You know, Thibodeau and there's a few other coaches too, man. But yeah, I mean, Thibodeau preached defense, and we already know about that, dog. We just know about it. But shout out to Derrick Rose, man. I'm not sure where he will be ranked, you know, during the all time shit, but, I mean, that's neither here nor there. I mean, he still has to officially retire, but shout out to Derrick Rose, man. You talk about players that you watched their whole career. Yeah. Shout out to him. The New York Knickerbockers. They made a move. And for some of my Knick fans, they are pretty happy about it, too. Because they finally got rid of Julius Randle. And who did they get rid of Julius Randle for? Mr. Motherfucking Cat Towns. Cat! So... Minnesota and New York do a trade deal, sending Cat over there to New York. How do we feel about the pairing with Brunson? You know what I mean? Does it make a difference? And here's what I said to my guy J.O., who's a Knicks fan. It's not like we don't want... They got a better offensive player for sure. Is he aggressive? Not as much as that shit. There ain't too many elite players that's as aggressive as Julius Randle. Julius Randle played like he wanted to be the number one option so bad. Like he wanted to be that guy. You know? Cat. He was the number one option until Ant-Man showed up and kicked down the buildings. You know what I mean? So now, I mean, he's still going to play second fiddle, but he's clearly going to be the best, you know. He's clearly going to be the second best, you know, player on that Knicks team. You know, does it move the needle? Shit, I don't know. I don't know. We just got to wait and see. But somebody had to make a move. And I think the Knicks has been waiting to move Randle's for a long time. I mean, they also lose Dante, though. And he was a part of that Nova, you know, the big Nova 3. You know, that might hurt a little bit. But, you know, when it come to Cat Towns, man, I mean, You got a big man. You got a finessed, a finessing type of big man. So Brunson, I hope that helps Brunson. You know what I mean? I think, you know what? I'm tripping. I mean, it definitely helps them in the playoffs. You know, they needed a reliable big man, a big man that could put up points, definitely dominate the paint. Now, I'm not sure how much Cat Towns is going to dominate the paint in the playoffs. I don't know. But to me, he's a much better player than Julius Randle. Much better. It's not even funny. So I guess this is more of an upgrade for the Knicks. As far as Minnesota, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Because New York gets to keep Bridges. And that, you know, that's major. But, I mean, as far as Randle pairing with Ant-Man in Minnesota, I don't know. I don't know how that's going to look. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a sacrifice. That's a huge sacrifice that they did. Minnesota, I'm saying. That's a huge sacrifice, big dog. I wouldn't necessarily say it's lopsided, but it damn sure wasn't an even trade. And we know most trades is not even. But this is definitely a win for the Knicks. Definitely a win for the Knicks. So, hey, shout out to the Knicks. There's nothing bad that I can say. At least y'all out there making moves. Y'all willing to pull a trigger. I think y'all may have waited a little too long. Y'all have had a couple of windows where all y'all had to do was make certain moves and poof, y'all right there. But the right time is always going to be the right time, I guess. Open Run with BTG, man. I see y'all next week. Yes, Caitlin Clark did win Rookie of the Year. That was a no-brainer. But I think they just got eliminated out of the playoffs, though, if I'm not mistaken. We'll check. But yeah, shout out, man. Hey, Derrick Rose, we love you. If you do decide to retire before or after this season, just know you did it your way. Obviously, if you would have never gotten injured, you definitely probably a top seven easy point guard of all time. Ain't no telling what records you would have shattered if not for that injury. You know what I mean? Same thing I think about Penny, when it comes to Penny Hardaway. You know, if not for the injuries, then the landscape of that point guard list changes dramatically, you know? So to me, I believe if Jason Williams was never, you know, never left Sacramento, or if he probably would have played for a different team, he probably would be mentioned up there as well. But that's just a little bit biased right there. But shout out to Derrick Rose, man. Much love. I hope you enjoy your second life after basketball, or your life after basketball and stuff like that. Shout out to the Knicks for making a move right before the season. I mean, literally, preseason will be here in a couple of weeks. You know what I mean? And full-fledged after that, fall is here. Oh, man, that means we talking about the middle of the season of football. We talking about baseball postseason. And we talking about the beginning of the NBA. What a time to be alive. Be thankful. Be grateful. Shout out 12 Cal, King Jern. Y'all going to have to holler at me. We're going to have to talk about some shit. Overrun with BTG, man. Check y'all next week. Much love.